You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that. Hello and welcome back to Drum Sex. This is a quick one, a short episode for your sex advice on the go. In last week's episode, we asked how long does or should sex last? We spoke to popular Sandton-based gynae, Dr. Mpumi Zanda, and learned that we should focus on intimacy rather than time.
Like, sex for me is exactly the same as sleep, is exactly the same as food. There are times, if you're thinking about food, there are times where you need a snack, there are times where you want a buffet that lasts hours and hours, and you've got the time. So you always have to think about the context of the individual.
In today's quick one, we're talking about how often people are having sex with their partners. We asked a few of our followers to share how often they get under the sheets with their partners.
I wouldn't mind having sex 7 times a week. Yeah. Especially if you do it with someone that you love, someone that you enjoy. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. I'm just saying 5 because of at least I need a break in between the days just to gain my stamina back and then continue where we left. I've been married for 14 years now with 4 kids. Yeah, I still enjoy it.
In a week, I'd like to have sex 3 times, yes. 3 to 4 times, yes.
I could have sex 2x a week. Yes, 2x a week.
Man, at least it gotta be like 5 days a week or six days a week.
I'm a gay man who's open, and my answer is definitely I would relatively like to have sex about 3 times a week. I have a partner. We are in a relationship. We come up with some, we have some conflicts which we work on. And I feel like at that particular time, sex is the only way that helps us to resolve our matter, you know.
Research shows that couples between the ages of 40 and 50 have sex as often as once a week, while couples in their 20s do it at least 2x a week. So if you're worried right now that these numbers don't reflect your sex life, don't panic. A couple or a person's sex life is affected by many factors such as age, lifestyle, each other's health, and natural libido, and of course, the quality of your overall relationship. So there's no right answer to this. As Dr. Zanda said in our previous episode, time spent having sex is not the most important thing. It's about valuing intimacy, exploring your partner's body, and truly valuing pleasure. And that's it for today's quick one. Did you learn something new today? Let us know at Drum Magazine on all social media platforms. See you soon.